Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about stress and anxiety. Bum, bum, bum. Chose this topic because I see you guys out there, and I see your posts on Facebook, and I listen to what you're talking about, and there's a lot of stress and anxiety going on. Not that that's a new thing, but it's time to change that. Really, really, really time right now. I realize that I take for granted that people understand that we're in a whole new paradigm here and that everything is different and this is not your grandfather's metaphysics nor time period. So the time is now, people. The only way that we're going to make a good reality for ourselves is to get our thoughts and our beliefs going in the right direction, which is happiness and love. I'm coming right out of the gate and getting right to it. I'm going to put a little disclaimer here. If I sound angry, it's just because I want you to be happy so much, so much. Sometimes I realize I can be a little hardcore. But so if you're not into hardcore, you know, you may want to switch the channel or see what happens. Maybe you'll like it. Why do I want you to be happy? What do I care about you? I don't know you. Well, but I do. And we're all one. And I live in this world and I want it to be glorious. And I want people to be so happy and doing what they love and creating wonderful things for themselves, so that I can enjoy those things as well. That's why it's so important to me. And it's my job here on this planet to help you guys to find yourself so that you can never feel alone again and not feel stressed and never feel anxious. There's never a reason to feel anxious. I don't care if bombs are going off around you. I told you it'd be hardcore, but I mean it, really. Of course, we all flip out. We all do at some point or another, but it's all about getting back on the horse. What this show is about people that don't go into happiness and love and light at all or haven't been there in a really long time for any span of days, months, years. That's who I'm talking to. So if that's you, let's talk. We can do this, people. We can do this in half an hour. Let's see what we can do for you. So the one thing I want to mention first, because it's one thing also people are not realizing makes a big difference in what's happening in your head and how you feel, is the food you're eating. If you're eating everything that's white, if everything is white and processed and there's no water, you're going to get angry and anxious and tense and stressed. Because your body is freaking out and needs nutrients and is scrambling for them. And so you feel like you're on high alert because you are. So vegetables, people, vegetables and water. If you don't have vegetables, you can't, you know, everybody's going to eat some crap. It's a world of inclusion. But with the vegetables, your body can process it and goes, no problem. Give me a little hamburger. Give me a little Twinkie. It's fine. I got this because we got a system. And water, your body needs lubricant so that it can move everything along. You know, it's like a car moving without gasoline if you don't give it fuel, which is water. So that's my speech on that. And I'm going to take a sip of water in honor of the water. Also, if you're keeping your water always in plastic, think about it. Plastic seeps into your water. It does. Good thing you can do if you have no choice is before you drink the water, hold it and bless it and say thank you very much for coming from a wonderful, beautiful stream and being pure for my body. And you can, I believe, you can override anything with your thought and your intention. So that's a lot of what we'll be talking about here today, is what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're doing. For instance, trying to control everything, trying to have control and be on top of, I need to be on top of it. You know, I like to feel on top of things so I understand what's going on, and I don't like any monkey wrenches in my plans. And if there are monkey wrenches in my plans, I'm going to freak out. Well, but that's setting yourself up for failure, isn't it? I mean, you can't control the world. And that's part of what makes life fun, is the unexpected. Even if it may feel like a monkey wrench. You know, these are these, we never want to be tested. We never want to know, like, how well-balanced we are. That's how we know, is when, you know, something happens. You go, whoa, what do you do with those moments? So if you're already in like a freak out time and one of these monkey wrenches comes in, I mean, let's face it, what's going to happen? Just longer and more freak out. So it's two different things. One, stress and anxiety on a regular level all the time, day to day, to some extent. And then when something happens, an event that triggers stress and anxiety. It's kind of two different things, because it's really what you do before the thing happens. So you can start on it right now. You can start with looking at, how stressed do I really feel? And how anxious do I really feel? And is it really necessary? And is it helping anything? I know it's obvious, but stress and anxiety never help anything. And you may say, well, but I can't help it. Well, but then who's in charge? Who's running this boat? You are. And you have so much guidance and so much help around you. So let's start there. Let's start with, how do we feel good and calm the stress and calm the anxiety? Well, fake it till you make it. I know it's a little controversial, because if your words are saying one thing and your feeling is another, it can really mess you up, which is true. But faking it with faking the feeling, trying to feel, I don't want to say faking the feeling, because that's already too much work. What I really mean is, all right, let's say you're stressed out about money. I don't have the money and this and that. And in a bad moment, you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to die, right? That's how it goes, right? So before that moment happens, we go, okay, what would it feel like if I had all the money I needed, more than enough? And what if it just kept coming and it was a steady stream that just kept coming to me? And then you might ask yourself questions. Well, I don't, how is that, how can that happen? That can't happen. Okay, but I'm just saying, what if? And keep putting yourself up to that place. You know what it feels like. You know what the word love feels like. When you go, what does it feel like to love? What does it feel like to love myself? What does love feel like? What does it feel like when I love myself? Different things moving around, right? So that feeling of, I've got plenty of money, that's the feeling that we want to feel before the money gets here. The universe is trying to teach us something here. If it just gives us everything that we want because we asked, have we learned anything about, you know, not freaking out? No. It wants us to go, okay, universe, I am trusting in myself and everything that is guiding me and everything that you are, and that everything is here for me. And I am trusting that, and I am saying, yes, this is what I want. And I'm feeling good about it before I even see one shred of evidence that it exists. I am going to feel that thing here right now. because I know that you're bringing it to me. So it might as well be here right now. Just like when you know you're going on a trip and you're going to see your best friend and you know you're going to have the best time ever, you're so excited. And what are you doing? You're going about your day. You're leaving in 5 days. What are you doing? Well, that's what I'm talking about. That excitement, because that builds momentum. And then that makes you feel good. And then that gets you on the vibration so that you can receive what you want without any kind of, you know, loose ends and dirty corners and lack bullet holes in it, you know, because we're going to attract what we're giving out. So make it good. Make it good. Now, it takes practice. You know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. I know it might sound like I'm yelling, but don't put too much pressure on yourself. You know, if you feel crappy, sometimes we just feel crappy. Like I did yesterday. I was like, you know what? I can fight this all I want, but Mother Nature is calling and I need to sit down and shut up. And if I want to cry, I'm going to cry. I'm going to feel sad for no apparent reason or all kinds of reasons. And that's just what I'm going to do because it is just way too much work right now. Because I know why. It happens, you know, to a certain degree. Every month, that's what happens, right? So, and today, I feel much better because there was no attachment to all that business. You know, it just happens. So, it, you know, not too much pressure. Let yourself feel whatever. But, you know, don't linger too long. I know that if people are listening that are just in stress and anxiety all the time, they're going to be like, I don't know how to get there and stay there. Well, what I just said, looking for the feeling first and reaching for that feeling, that's the exercise. That's the work. You know, if you want to have iron abs, you got to do a push-up or two. Well, this is the same thing. If you want to create and attract what you really want on a wonderful, beautiful, loving, light vibration, then you gotta find it first. You have to be it first. And then it comes. And then it comes so quickly. And the more that you're open to it, the more it just flows in. And you go, you know what? I don't know what's going on, but things seem to be whirly working out. And you're like looking over your shoulder like, you know, is it going to end or was this just a coincidence? This is like a good week because like I listened to that girl say something about feeling good. No, that's it. That is how it starts. And, you know, we wobble, but we get back up and we do it again. We do it again and we do it more. And then when you have one of those freak out moments that comes in, we go, oh, crap, what is that? Then you'll be more apt, more quickly to go, wait a minute. All of a sudden, I don't feel so good anymore. Why? Because that thing. Okay, but getting on that thing's vibration is not going to help anything. Remember? So let's just take a moment, breathe. Everybody just, this has to also be for a reason. So let's just see what it is. You know, sometimes you have to slow down in order to go faster. Yes. So, there's the opening rant. And there's no way to control everything, really. The only thing you can control is what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And control isn't even necessarily the word. You know, aware and working with and moving towards a high vibration. So, before I take my break, I would love for you to do this with me. It will take 2 minutes, and it's something you can do when you walk out the door, when you open up in the morning, open up shop, before you go to sleep, when you feel some weird person next to you on the subway, your bubble up. And this is how it goes. So close your eyes with me. Take a good breath and say to yourself, I am love. I am light. I am always protected in love and light. One more time. I am love. I am light. I am always protected in love and light. And you can do it as many times as you want. And boom, there you go. You can do it once when you get good. You just go, oh, feel a little, feel like kind of drafty. I feel like I, you know, I want to just feel my energy. Everybody just back up. And I go, I am love. I am light. I am always protected in love and light. Boom. And we're in. And we're in. So that's it. And it's not about the words. It's about how you feel. You know what love feels like. And you know what light feels like. Because that's home. And that's what we all are from and are inside. So all you're doing is covering yourself with your own love and light energy and allowing everything that protects you and guides you to be right around you. Oh, it's such a good feeling. And it's so good. And it's so quick because, you know, these things should be practical. We shouldn't have to do all kinds, you know, walk for an hour and meditate yourself. And who's got 3 hours in the morning? You got to be kidding me. I am love. I am light. I'm always protected in love and light. Boom. There you go. I get so excited. All right, so I'm going to take my break, have a little water, and play my song. This song, I feel a lot of love songs we should sing to ourselves. Enough with this like Hallmark, airy-fairy, oh, I love it and I love you and you're all in my da-da-da. You is you and I is also you, I and I, you know, Jamaica style, although the song is not Jamaican. So here you go. You got the love that can see you through. Florence and the Machine. See you in 2.5 minutes.
Sometimes I feel like I throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too rough.
Florence, that beautiful 2:40 song just can turn your whole day around using music and focusing on the love. I was looking to see just some added things, you know, how I feel about YouTube and how it talks to you. So I was like, all right, universe, anything to chime in with YouTube on stress and anxiety for the folks out there? And I was listening, everything I heard came right back around into love. Loving for yourself is so important. Because if you don't love yourself and you don't take care of yourself, it's only a matter of time when you're not going to be able to take care of the people that you're loving more than yourself. One of my good friends has this saying. He always says, give a little and keep a lot for yourself. And I didn't really understand that in the beginning. But he explained, when you're giving to yourself and you're loving yourself, you have so much. So your little is so much because it's full and it's rich and it's so life-giving. And keeping a lot for yourself means that you can give a little to everybody, to a lot. You can give a lot of littles. So, you know, think about it however you want, but find the love. And the only way you're going to find the love for yourself is to take time for yourself. We nurture things that we care about, and we give it our time and our attention and our energy. And the most cared for thing is us, because this is our experience, and everything is orchestrating for us and with us. So you're ground zero. Zero meaning infinity. You are everything. You are everything comes from. So take time for yourself and sit down and talk to yourself. You have to. You have to. I mean, like, you have to. There's no other way. Everyone can find 15 minutes a day to sit with themselves. I don't care if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom and put your headphones on and listen to some meditation radio. Something. But something where there's no words in the music so that you can really talk to yourself and just go, hi, self. What's up, Angie, Danny, whatever your name is. How are you doing today? And listen. And talk to yourself about these things and see where you're going. See where your words are going. Because the words going in your head are probably what's coming out of your mouth. So if you're saying things like, oh, you know, I know this is going to go so badly, or, you know, I just have such terrible luck, and, oh, just kill me. That guy is just going to kill me. You know, the words, it's not really about the words, but it is about the vibration. That's not, and that is not a fun vibration, any of those things. But I see it on Facebook, and I see the pictures that people are putting up. You know, I saw one with a stick figure walking, and they've got a ball and chain of like anxiety and stress all like trailing behind them, and then the bubble at the top of their head says, "Oh, I'm okay, thanks." I mean, really? Is that really what's going on? Because that's a big problem. Like, that should not be like that. No. So the only way that you can see what's chained to you is to sit and talk with yourself and give love to yourself. My goodness, it's the best thing that you can do, because that's where you're going to find your strength. That's how, if you're feeling so much anxiety that you're exhausted all the time, you know, it's a lot of work to be stressed out. It's a lot of work. So to find the strength, it's not all you. It doesn't have to be all you. You don't have to soldier up and, I can carry anything on my back. No. It's all the help and all the love that is around you, and opening up to your God source, to your one source, to energy, to positive energy. That's where the strength comes in, because you're not alone. No one's alone. You may feel like it, because your spirit will not go down and get you when you're stressed out and anxious. It will try. It will send, you know, signals, but you're not going to have, you know, a really solid conversation with spirit if you're always on that vibration. I hope I don't feel like I'm yelling at people. I just feel passionate about you being happy. So, you know, I'm giving it to you. So, meet happiness halfway. Take time out for yourself. And do something that you love. Do something that you love. Like, really do it now. That was a big message that I got even for myself. You know, okay, so you've done a lot. So now, like, really do it. Like, really write what you need to write and you know, film what you need to film. And, all right, like, because this is the starting point. We're in Gemini right now, so there's a lot of thoughts, a lot of back and forth, a lot of thinking. And we're about to go into Cancer, which is, you know, feeling, all the feeling. So, and we're out of Mercury retrograde right now. Which is fantastic. It's it ended on the 11th. By the 20th, this Saturday, it will be off and running. It's a really good week astrologically. But if you're a thinker and you're thinking in stressful and anxious ways, it's going to be tenfold, a hundredfold. So recognize that if you're especially freaking out right now. Just go, okay, I guess I'm freaking out. So let's bring it back. Let's bring it back and breathe. You know, smoke some weed if you need to. Have a glass of wine. Like, these are good things. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Yeah. So Daughters of Isis, pick of the week. For the advanced class out there, or someone who wants to try out the flower essence, because, you know, They will, something will happen, or nothing will happen if you're totally cut off. But if you're open, it'll boom, right in there. So I choose strawberry quartz. Strawberry quartz is the healer for the healer. It makes everything okay. It's like holistic Valium. How about that? Without the side effects, just a nice calmness. And also a mister for anyone, really, the indigo dragon, because it helps you to change your mind and open up and meet the challenges you face with your dragons. If you're watching Game of Thrones, you know it's a good thing to have dragons. So that'll give you the strength that you need. I see it in two ways, people. I see on the one hand the strength and the importance of having the strength, but the strength in the love, and the love is in the light. Finding the brightness, finding the light, reaching for it, meeting it halfway is really the most important, because it's not going to come down and prove it to you unless you make some attempts to look up and reach for it. And that's the truth, Ruth. So if you're like, well, I don't see any evidence that any of this is true, well, because that's what you're thinking and that's what you're bringing. So why not? Why not give it a chance and just go, okay, I'm going to look up. Let's see. It doesn't take that long before things start to come to you. And if you recognize them, more comes to you. And that makes you feel good. And then there you go. You found the path. Now you're just on it. And it becomes better and better and better. And you can deal with any kind of hardship with the least amount of pain and effort. Isn't that the point? That's the point. Boom shakalaka. So, hello, Lolita, Lady Lola. I see you came in at the last minute. The recording will be up in a couple minutes on my Facebook. So if you would like to have a spirit therapy session with me, it's a wonderful time to do so. I may even be so inclined to give you a half pricer, because it's very important right now to start on the right train and a good place, because things are coming and they're coming quickly. So create what you want. Create the best you could possibly embrace right now. So if you would like to discuss that and see what we can do for you, you can find me at spirittherapynyc.com. We are also on Facebook, Spirit Therapy NYC. And Daughters of Isis, you can find daughtersofisis.com. They're also a part of Spirit Therapy. So, yeah. If you're thinking a lot right now, it's time to think about it, because it's all about the Gemini mind. The judge, jury, and executioner are talking right now. So choose well. Who would you like to judge? A kind judge or a nasty judge? You know. So here we go. Create something good so then you can really feel it when we're in Cancer in July, and watch what happens. All right, trailblaze with joy and love. Remember, I am love, I am light, I am always protected in love and light. Bubble up, feel yourself, enjoy yourself, and be well. I will see you next week. Love yourself, you can love the world, and good night.